talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today. Exchange Club.
And away we go. It's a Getaway Friday. Friday, July the 16th, 2021. 18 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Exchange Club here on WWGH Radio. Do want to thank one of our listeners. I believe he drives one of the city buses here in Marion. I'm not sure which side of town he's on because I know Sarah does the south end of town over here. I know we're on in that bus. And we're on the south end of town, but David, who drives the city bus, brought me over some Big Red gum and a Fanta this morning. I had never had a Fanta. I have not drank it. I haven't gotten that far yet, but it's here. Thanks, David, for the Fanta and the Big Red gum, and Mary Ellen stopped by today. She had made some of these gumdrop bars for me, and I appreciate that. She brought them over. I feel horrible because yesterday she said, I made them for you. Could you come over and get them? And I forgot to go over and get them yesterday, so she just showed up here this morning. Not only did she make them, she dropped them off. So thank you, Mary Ellen, for showing up. I think people thought she was booked this morning. She was just dropping off bars.
I heard her on.
Yeah. And then I just put people on the air when they drop off stuff like that.
That was very sweet of her.
Yes, it was. Thank you, Mary Ellen. She says she hasn't cooked in years.
Really?
Yeah. So, there's the thank yous, and I do want to remind people that this coming Sunday, Steak and Shake, July the 18th, 6 to 8 p.m., there'll be live music, free milkshakes, bounce houses, giant Jenga, giant Connect 4, and more. Bring a school supply, crayons, markers, glue sticks, Ziploc bags, paper towels, baby wipes, pencils, dry erase markers, Play-Doh, pencil grips, erase caps, or Clorox wipes, and you'll get a free coupon for a free milkshake at your next visit, or on your next visit. So a whole big event, big stuff going on all over the place. Joined in studio today by Abby and Michelle. It's been a while since you've both been here. Abby, I think, was in a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. That was fun.
It was fun.
We had a good time right before July the 4th. You called in.
I did.
You did.
I don't remember.
But see, you called in. No, I just heard it recently. I heard the replay. And here's the problem. And I don't want to get into this again because we've already discussed it.
Oh, no.
Now, see, don't already on a bad note here. I'm just bringing up something. You never agree with me.
Me?
Yeah. And I think that this is the whole crux of the problem. No matter what she says, even if it's a clear, bold-faced lie, you agree with it just to take sides against me. And I think it's a woman thing.
No.
Just saying that.
I don't think it's a woman thing. It's definitely not a woman thing.
It's no, but the
it's
issue
just
was
an Abby and Michelle thing.
Yeah, but yeah. You call. Oh, so it's just you're against me.
No, listen. No, you think those friends? You think Michelle agrees with everything I say? But honestly, we do not always agree with each other. But we can be like, listen, you need to do this, or you're doing that wrong. We have no problem saying that to each other.
But when I tell you guys you're doing things wrong, you don't like it.
You, yeah, right. That's true. Actually.
Yeah. So what's this all about? That's a double standard, right?
Well,
there.
Maybe you usually don't tell me that I'm doing something wrong. It's just Abby. So,
yeah,
so maybe
actually
that's why I always stick up for her.
No, we've had conversations where I said, ooh, that's not good.
That's true.
Barely. And that's good. We've all had those conversations.
Yeah, but the point is, it was all about the birthday. You called in about the birthday, where she was trying to guilt me in to feeling bad that I did not say happy birthday to her.
I already forgot.
Yeah, me too.
So did she.
Well, see, there you go. This proves my point. Checkmate.
After, losing 3 nights sleep, I was like, I have to get over
you
it.
You lost no sleep.
Gotta be over it.
But it's sad to me that you would try to guilt me into feeling bad about not remembering your birthday.
I wasn't guilting you into anything. You said, did you notice? I did notice that you did not reach out and tell me happy birthday. That's not guilting you. That's just a fact.
Yeah, but you said it in a way as if I should have remembered it.
You should have remembered it.
I got a lot going on.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah.
Did I forget your birthday?
Probably.
No, we didn't.
I'm pretty sure you can look back and see I did not forget your birthday.
Well, you know, it's just one of those things. I don't pay attention to the birthdays.
Guys usually don't.
Yeah,
I
they
love
don't.
My birthday.
I'm glad you had a good one.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. Okay, there you go.
Yep, birthdays. Birthdays are fun.
Yeah, birthdays are great. I had a great birthday last year.
Good. Don't miss mine, Scott.
Yeah, well, I'll remember yours because it's important.
Yep, it's coming.
I remember the important ones.
It's coming.
It
you
is.
You have no idea.
No, I don't have any idea. I'll have to wait for it just to pop up. I have no idea. I can't remember those.
It doesn't pop up on Facebook. I don't have it on Facebook.
I can't remember these things.
You should remember this thing because...
Mine's coming.
One of our trivia questions actually was Michelle's birthday.
Was it?
Yes, it was the one that I called in. I actually got it right. It was the... When was the Declaration of Independence...
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Actually signed.
August.
August what?
Do you remember your answers to your trivia?
Of course I remember my answers.
You said I didn't know that question, and you're like, you Googled it. I didn't Google it.
I think you did Google it.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I have to be honest.
You can be honest. I'm sorry that you feel that way.
Okay. Well, it's just honesty prevailing.
Well, okay. Let's talk about how Abby brought you a Diet Coke, a fresh Diet Coke.
I did.
You certainly did. Thank you. But again, as I commented, you know, this is not the first time I've said this today. You only did this because you brought Michelle food.
Also not true. How many times have I stopped and got you a Diet Coke on my way here?
And when I said this prior to going on the air, you again used horrible language.
Right, I did.
And I think this is not necessary.
I did. Why? It just flew out.
Yeah, but you know, it's just the way I feel.
I'm sorry that you feel that way, but I think you have a not a great memory.
I'm just laughing. Funny.
Well, no, this is how it was every day for like a year. Remember that?
Like, some people have selective hearing. Scott has like selective memory.
No, I'm just saying if she had not said that she wanted some food today, you would not have brought me anything.
But she did bring you food. Like, some people would just get that person that wanted food and not even think
about
it.
Yeah, but I was just there, you know, get him something. Whatever.
So, it's an ego problem.
No, I just know it wouldn't have shown up. There's no ego in that.
You've texted plenty of times knowing one of us is coming, be like, you know, I'm really thirsty. Could you... Michelle said to me, like, hey, I need a Coke. All right, I can stop. Cool.
Yeah, but when I say that, you say, well, I just didn't have time. The line was backed up.
Well,
I got caught by a rail.
Ever happened.
Oh, I can document
but
this.
I rarely say to Abby, I need a Coke.
Great.
That's a once in a...
I don't say it anymore.
Oh, that's because you have someone else bringing you.
No, yeah. I just have
the
moved on.
Angie brings you.
She certainly does.
Yes, she does.
You got to have people like that.
She's just great.
Yeah, she is.
And you better be great to her, too. Whoa, what was that face?
Now, why would I not be great to people?
I mean, like, when was the last time...
I'm a barrel of fun.
When was the last time you, like, got Michelle... stuff or like me
recently stuff. Donuts showed up and I drove myself on over there.
Yes, but that was because of a year ago when you were supposed to actually take
oh by the way
donuts.
You know what's funny, a time hop.
Yes,
you know what I'm gonna
I
say
did,
yes, the apple butter donuts were a year ago yesterday.
Yes, I saw that too. I laughed out loud actually. Yep. I was like, oh my gosh, was that a year ago?
A year ago. It seems more than a year ago.
You do. I think it seems like time went fast.
Oh no.
See, those were the days.
Mm-hmm.
I had fun during those times.
Things were a little slower.
Yeah, but no, what I'm saying is that I brought you donuts, did I not? Thank you very much.
Yes, you did.
Okay, so
my dog ate them.
Your statement and so you're wrong.
Riggs thanks you.
But what about me?
Well, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I can't just walk over in the daycare. There's been rules.
You have before.
One time, I think.
One time, because you had to sign stuff.
I had to sign something.
But I mean, it's. You could.
Yeah, but I'd have to, like, where is she and all this sort of thing.
We do, like, door drop-offs. People drop off stuff at the doors. You could have done that. You could do that anytime.
DoorDash.
Yeah, I'll put that right down.
Okay.
Okay,
perfect.
Next week.
Alrighty.
Expect something.
I'm gone next week.
Oh,
on vacation.
We'll see.
Door drop-off.
That ruins the whole thing.
2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah, I'll put
You'll
that down.
You'll forget by then.
No, it'll be right there.
Okay.
Now, so, what's new? We'll start there, and then we'll move into a topic.
New.
You came back from vacation.
I did. Mm-hmm. Vacation was nice. It wasn't long enough.
You were in?
Georgia.
Georgia?
Yep. Little beach town, Georgia.
Little beach town.
Yep.
In mm-hmm. Georgia.
I'm not telling people where I was.
No,
I think people ever...
I
like,
don't
like,
want to share it with people.
I've been there before, and I think people don't know that there's, that's like, right. beaches there.
Why is this a problem?
Because I don't want people starting to go there.
Oh, you're trying to keep this
Everybody
a whole little secret.
Everybody goes to Myrtle Beach, and they can just keep going
They stay
to
away
beach.
From this little place that yep. you're... The hat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been there before.
Okay, you've been there. All right.
Years ago.
So what's new with you?
Not a lot. Just keeping up with everybody and...
Pink eye.
It's not pink eye. I have... It's like...
You don't... Have you seen a physician?
I have dealt with enough pink eye that there's to be, like, gunk coming out of it or, like, issues with
so
it.
So you've had pink eye.
I have. Yeah. I mean, in the past. What is it?
Yeah,
what
but it's not... Trucker? I don't think it was crusty or anything.
No, I just woke up and it was... It's. I got a really red spot in the corner of my eye. I think I must have, when I slept, I maybe poked it or something. It's not itchy. Nothing came out of it. I don't know. It's just
and,
there.
And you mm-hmm. have vertigo still.
I still have vertigo.
Still have vertigo.
Really bad vertigo.
Caused by Botox.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
It's
it is.
Caused by travel.
Did you just
and
have to
so
give
so I
us,
traveled more.
You just have to give us both, like, a medical ailment just now? Like, mine's pink eye, even though it's not, and hers is...
Do you have pink eye?
I do not.
Oh, okay.
It's definitely
well,
not
what do you call that?
I've got a...
Horribly
red
embarrassing.
Corner of my... I don't care if I have a red corner of my eye. Why
I feel embarrassed
like
for
that?
You. It's just, you know, that you would go out in public like that. It's very, it's just, wow.
It's probably just allergy eye.
Allergy
it
eye.
Is. My throat was bothering me yesterday.
So, does anybody have a cure for vertigo? That's what you want to know.
Right.
Email me a cure for vertigo.
Yeah, I have tried everything.
You need adjusted at this point.
It's because you put that needle in your head. You can't do that.
Oh my gosh.
It's not Botox.
It's not Botox.
You know, you can say that, but it's not true.
I hear a computer.
What is that? I hear it on the radio all the time, actually.
I hear it on the radio, too, all the time.
That's the spirits.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I saw a shark in Georgia on our very last day, a big shark, right at where the kids were just all swimming in the water. I've never seen a
so
big shark.
So scary. I've not up close like that, no. Definitely.
Yeah, it was a big shark. Like, I thought there were two at first, but it was just one. I was really glad it was the last day of vacation and they had just gotten out of the water, like 5 minutes, 10 minutes prior.
Sharks could be dangerous.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, it wasn't, like, the people next to us started yelling shark, and my one child didn't even look up. I was like, did you not see the shark in the water? I'm a little... And my brother-in-law was like, I'm a little concerned because we didn't see it coming. And it's literally right when you're walking in. And we didn't see it leave. You just saw it there.
Well, isn't this what sharks are supposed to do?
Right. I think they're creepy like
they
that.
They don't
right?
want to.
But you're always hoping you're going to see it coming. And we
yeah,
didn't.
Yeah, but sometimes you don't.
Oh, there. It was in the water right where we had been in the water like every single day. I've never seen a big shark. So I have a year to recover. And maybe I'll get back. Water. I don't know.
It petrified you.
I mean...
It's created a whole thing inside of you.
Do you want to swim by a
well,
shark?
Well, no, but I wouldn't be doing that.
My, like, I just... I've seen baby sharks when I've gone, but not big, full size. And I'm sure it wasn't even, like, the biggest shark I'm sure that's out there, but that was big enough for me. Even the dolphin... Like, the dolphins were up close, too. Lots of... wildlife.
See, if I was going to pick a place to go on vacation, that just would not be it.
Right.
Any no. beach? No? You wouldn't go to a
not
beach?
Not really. I've got...
Really?
No. I mean, I like beach areas, but, you know, I've got other things to do.
Mm-hmm. I didn't actually choose where I was going. I got invited, so that's where we went.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah, I'd rather go out west.
Out west?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like a prospector.
Totally.
You could be going out there looking for gold.
Totally. Yeah.
Where would you go if you could go anywhere?
You know, I've been almost everywhere on the East Coast, so I would go west. I've really wanted to go to Texas, and I've really wanted to go to, like, Arizona. So I'd start going that way to different places. Like, I've been to Vegas, but that's, like, not... Mm-hmm. I didn't get to, like, go see the West, you know?
Yeah, but Texas is nutty.
Texas
is
hot.
It? Or, like, Portland. I'd like to go there.
Portland,
really
Seattle,
pretty.
California, Seattle, yeah. Alaska, Montana, Utah, Dakotas.
So I want to see all the 50 states before...
I want to go...
Before I die.
That direction.
Definite bucket.
Well, you better get cracking.
I know. I literally almost have them all covered on the East Coast, I think. Like, on this side, Ohio.
I want to take that road trip. Go.
Oh, the Route 66?
The road trip.
Yeah, but you see, you have to have people on that road trip.
Right.
Who you won't kill.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because
yes.
It's bound to happen.
We can do it.
Who's that? You two?
The three of us. We could do it.
No. We wouldn't even get out of the state.
So we're road tripping, like, this weekend. We're driving, yes.
Where are you going?
The beach.
The beach.
South
that's
Carolina,
cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, South Carolina.
But we're driving.
Which beach are you going to?
Not telling.
Okay, you can tell me later.
You're going to that one?
No.
That's Georgia.
Why can't you? What is this?
Because
what beach are you going
because
to?
Because what happens, it becomes overly populated.
No, no, no.
Now
where are you
everybody
going?
Goes to Destin.
Where are you going?
Myrtle Beach.
Oh, everybody goes
everybody
to
Myrtle,
goes
Beach.
Myrtle Beach. Yeah, what was so secretive about that?
I want to keep all the Ohioans in Myrtle
Beach.
I have
to tell everybody where I'm going. What if somebody's listening and they're like, oh.
Who would want to follow
where she's
you?
She's going.
Who would want to follow you?
I've got lots of followers.
I mean, let's be honest.
I always go south of Myrtle Beach.
Well, Folly is where I really like to go because that's Charleston, and Charleston is really nice. But everything, there's only one hotel on the beach there.
We
literally.
We were a day in evening in Savannah. Savannah seems lovely.
So, and did you see the
Spanish Moss trees?
Well, the Spanish Moss trees, but also that's Charleston. What am I thinking of? I was thinking it was in Georgia.
I should have stayed home today. Why am I here?
The Forrest Gump bench thing, but that's not Savannah. That's not. Or is that Savannah?
I
think it's Charleston.
When you need me, let me know. I'll hang back over here.
You tell us all the time to run the show. Here we are.
Well, I just say come up with some topics. You guys always ask me what the topics are. I've never told you not to come up with any topics.
So are you taking any vacations, Scott? Just weekend trips or any? Or going anywhere?
I'm not at liberty to talk about that at this point.
So here we go. Like, here we are talking about vacations. We threw it back to you. Where are you at?
Yeah, I'll be out.
Okay. Good.
You're going to be out?
Sure.
Okay.
That's exciting.
That's fun.
Like road tripping?
Road tripping.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can get some pretty good cheap flights right now.
You can, but wait, you got to watch the kicker because we tried to get the cheap flight. Everybody's like, get this flight. $105 round trip, right, to Myrtle Beach. Seems great. But then they charge, like, even for a carry-on, I think it was $35.
Oh, we booked back
it. And then, yeah, you get one personal item, but then it's
that was it.
$35 for a carry-on and, like, $45 for a packed bag. So each ticket became suddenly way more than $105.
Now, when are you leaving?
We took a
tomorrow.
Oh, this is good you didn't choose that route because they probably wouldn't let you on the plane with that pink eye.
You got to learn to simplify your trips to the beach and just
take you got to learn.
I mean, we can simplify. Even if we don't all take, we would have to have some packed bag. I mean, there's seven of us. Let's be honest.
I don't know, four of us each took a book bag. That was it.
That would be okay. I mean, that would be great in theory.
You can rent your beach chairs and stuff, an umbrella when you get there.
We bring the party. There's seven of us, so.
Well, you probably only need, like, you could have done, like, one big checked-in suitcase, and that's it.
I have four of them are teenagers. I'm not sure if that would happen.
I have three, and they took book bags. I said, we're taking book bags. That's it. 1:15 round trip, we went.
I mean, that's great. That's a good deal.
Yeah. I wasn't paying extra.
We're driving, and it's gonna be great.
Nope, an hour and 10 minutes. Hour and 10 minutes.
Are we boring you, Scott?
You know what? I can just feel click.
Listen,
That's what I feel.
So what do you want to talk about today?
Right.
What?
I asked you a
it's
question.
Today Friday?
Yeah. I'm only half a week awake right now after that whole little spiel you just did.
Okay, so what else is there? Scott, what's new?
Well, there's always things new in the world. Who were you telling to listen there before we went on the air?
Oh, it was my mom.
Your mom.
She has Kaysen. She's down in Galena watching my niece and nephew. So he went down yesterday with her, and they had a big pool day. And then he ended up spending the night down there, which is kind of a big deal for him. So he's there today with the kids and having a great time, not caring about mom. But I called to check in on my way here.
Is this a problem?
No, I'm so happy for him. I'm proud of him. He doesn't usually stay the night a lot of places at all. He stays home. He's kind of like my little sidekick, so it's exciting.
This has hurt your feelings. I can tell.
Oh, well, I miss him, of course. When you have someone like that attached to your side all the time, I do miss him, but I'm excited. I'm happy for him. Like, it's a good thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm just eating french fries.
Well, I know, but she understands what I'm saying.
What?
You're feeling that emptiness syndrome.
No,
detachment.
Not at all.
You have detachment issues.
Not at all. I'm happy for him.
I've diagnosed you.
Okay.
Right there.
Now, that's one of the many things you've diagnosed me with, let's be honest.
Oh, that's right. If I was, if I had a pad.
Yep, I just need someone out there to have a vertigo.
You know, I'm
sure.
I had vertigo at one point. It didn't last that long.
Mine's
not at
been
all.
Like 2 days.
No, I've been.
That was it.
I've been 2 months now, and it's horrible.
Maybe this is it. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
Hey, we went to Stewart's last night.
Uh-oh.
And had a good meal.
Oh, good.
That's a strawberry pie.
Mm.
I just thought I'd call you and let you pass it on to Michelle.
Yeah, she's right here.
Thank you.
You had a good time. Now, did you have any french fries?
Yeah, I had the curly fries. The wife had the potato. What's it called?
Skits.
Well, I'm glad it turned out okay. How were the employees? Good.
They were excellent.
They were excellent. All right. Well, hey, thanks for the call.
Good job.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All righty.
Bye-bye. All right. Do you have any cures for vertigo? Call in. 740-383-9944. Now, there you go. See,
can you tell? You saw my reaction. I have PTSD because most people yell at me.
You get frightened.
I know, because people are always yelling at us.
Which is too bad.
Normally, and we feel bad. Like, we'll fix whatever's wrong, but yeah.
I know there have been some issues over there.
Oh, stop. Oh, like today? Today?
No,
not with
me.
Oh, what was the issue
over there? I just don't come enough.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, it's because somebody, I say I want a bucket of fries on Friday.
You got to bring your own bucket. I don't have a bucket.
You don't have a bucket?
For fries,
like
no.
Like a popcorn bucket?
No, I don't have a popcorn bucket.
You don't have a KFC bucket?
Where I don't is she gonna get serve this? A bucket of chicken.
No, but when I say I'm coming for a bucket, you go out and you get a bucket.
Oh, okay.
I saw a sign that thought of you. Someone had posted it online, and it was like, be kind to those of us that showed up for work.
That's right.
Right? I mean, because everywhere's short-staffed. People don't want to work.
Honestly, in Savannah, our meal took over 2 hours because the kitchen was so short-staffed. And the girl, I felt so bad. She apologized 800 times. Mm-hmm. And then had to keep, like, bringing our meal out, like, in twos. And there was about 10 of us. I felt horrible for her. I left her a very nice tip, but yeah, I felt bad.
You know, I saw a sign the other day that reminded me of you.
Great.
Yeah, it said, pink eye is contagious. Beware.
Oh my gosh, this is definitely not pink eye. There's nothing coming. I poked myself in the eye at night or something. Like, I didn't wake up gooey. It's not itchy. It's just, I really can't even feel it. It's just there.
I do always take into account, though, that we are a restaurant and people show up hungry, so they might be a little, you know, grumpy.
Angry.
Yes. So.
Angry.
I do take that into account. That does, you know.
It does happen.
Yes. And people have things that happen to them throughout the day, and they might not be having the best day, and then we mess up their food, and, you know.
But here's the thing. It's not who, regardless, it's not the person who brings you your food's fault. Like, when they get upset with the servers and things like that, that's irritating, right?
Well, yeah.
I mean, I feel bad about that.
Stupid kitchen people.
You can't own these things. You just got to let them go.
Yeah,
no,
like,
we do
feel bad, so I just try to remember that everybody has bad days, and sometimes you get mad.
Personal criticism, just let it go.
You can tell people that work, like, I'm pretty patient. I've been working and doing what I do for too long.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
At some point, you gotta have a change.
Really? You think I should change?
I think you should.
Okay, you can buy it from me.
Well, if you say you're worn out, you're over, whatever, you gotta change.
Yeah, I'm not yet.
She just needs some time off. Like, sometimes you have to walk away.
I just need my son to do his job right, and everything will be great.
Now, don't knock your son. That's not nice.
No, I am. I am on air.
No, that's terrible. You should not knock your son.
Dalton?
Why? No, the middle.
Dylan.
That middle child. That he would be like, that's
poor boy.
Middle child. You're
Listen, I've got middle child syndrome as well. I can relate.
Well, I mean, I'm going to, like.
You got another disease?
Oh, my goodness.
All he has to do is do his job right, and I won't have to knock him for it.
Well, here's a big question. This was the current event that I had lined up for today. Now, do you think that universities and schools should mandate the coronavirus vaccine?
No.
Is that in the news right now? I have not.
Well, it's in the news because the governor, first he said that he's going to sign a bill that says you can't mandate that if you're a university or a school. But then he turned around and said, only if the FDA hasn't approved it. And then he said, FDA, you need to approve these because it's causing vaccine hesitancy. So apparently, if it is approved by the FDA, which none of them are, the vaccines, as of yet, schools will be allowed to mandate them. But they're just not right now because they're not mandated by the FDA. So it's a big issue here in Ohio right now with a vaccine rate that's lower than 50%, even with giving away $5 million.
So if the FDA does that, the schools are going to be given the choice
to mandate it or not.
Schools won't do that.
Yeah, I don't think schools will either.
I don't know. I think they might, because here's going to be the all-around problem with this is that they already force people to get certain vaccines to go to school. And the other problem is going to be, if we stay below 50%, no, what?
They don't. I know people that don't. I know kids that aren't vaccinated.
Well, they used to mandate
they
it.
They don't. They say you have to, but I know full well that there are people that do not vaccinate.
Well, they
their
do
kids.
Say it, though.
Yeah, they say it, but well, they don't follow through.
What can you
right.
do?
Right. I think you have to have, like, an exemption for
do
some
you
reason.
Realize, though, the problem that is heading people's way if this something does not change?
Yes.
If we just sit here below 50% people vaccinated and then we all go back inside in the fall, there's going to be a big, big problem. Right now, a doctor with, I think it's the Columbus something or other, he has said that 99% of the COVID cases that they have seen in the last few months are people who are not vaccinated.
Yeah. Well,
that and if that's sense. 50% of the population come the fall, it's going to be bad.
I know. I just saw something about how, I don't even know where they're located. It just popped up on one of my social media where they said, like, she's been seeing just all kids for COVID now.
Right, and think about that. Think if you get your kid vaccinated and then there's 25 kids in the classroom and the teacher's not vaccinated. You know, that's scary. Right. The lunch lady's not vaccinated. The custodian's not vaccinated. Grandma who's picking up her kid, our grandson, is not vaccinated. This is trouble.
You're gonna have that. I don't think anybody can be forced to get this vaccine. And I mean, it's not even approved for children under 12 yet, correct? Like, I can't even get that for my youngest son.
No, but what's it gonna take? Everybody always knew there was gonna be a group that wasn't gonna get the vaccine, but nobody thought it was gonna be more than half.
No.
I did.
And to be honest, I won't get it for my youngest. I won't get it for my kids anyway. I mean, my oldest can make his decision. He's 18. If he chooses to get it, like, I'll stand behind him either way. But for the ones that I make the decision for, they're not getting it.
You know, the problem is, God forbid, what if somebody gets it?
Uh-huh.
The guilt that a parent would go through, I would think at this point, would be horrible. Because, see, the problem last year was if a kid got it, of course it's horrible. But you could say to yourself, theoretically, listen, what else am I to do?
Right.
Well, now you have a choice.
And for the most part, kids aren't getting that sick, I think, is the argument for kids. They're not getting... I mean, there's
well, I just hope with the new variants that that's still the case.
Yeah, I agree. But do they know still, like say, I'm vaccinated, but can I still carry it?
Yes, and people think not. Yes.
No, you can, right.
So should I...
This is the biggest problem we're going to have.
Problem, because you're vaccinated and you can still carry it and spread it to other people anyway.
Exactly. And we're also going into the fall to where nobody's wearing masks. You see, last year we went into it and had a huge bulge, had 80% a fill rate at the hospital here in town, which it had never been in the history of the hospital. And that was with people wearing masks in stores and at school. This year, that's not going to be there. So if you have the vaccine, you can carry it right in and give it to 20 people who don't have the vaccine. It's going to be one of the biggest catastrophes, messes I think we've ever seen.
You really think it's going to get that bad?
Yes, because with these variants that are coming in, speaking of Texas right now, they're being
Delta.
Hit harder than anybody else.
Isn't it
with
Delta?
The Delta. And it's more contagious, and we're less guarded now. We're not staying 6 feet apart. We're sitting next to people at football games. We're not wearing masks.
True.
I mean,
and going out with pink eye.
Yeah, what are you doing?
People like me.
People get the she got the vaccine, and now you're going to kill her with pink eye.
Right.
Maybe it's her contacts. Maybe she's having a...
I really can't feel it. I mean, you think if her pink eye be itchy or I'd have
she
something,
doesn't look like
it's just
you just don't want to
I
mean, say pink eye because you're going on vacation.
That's not going to stop me.
She doesn't look like
right, but
pink
you
eye.
Would, you know, that'd be bad.
I'd get some drops. It's not pink
get
eye.
Some
like,
drugs.
Okay.
You'd get some drugs.
So it's drugs. Not drugs.
If you got pink eye, you wouldn't go on your vacation that you paid for and planned?
No, I would, but you wear a patch or something.
You know what, Scott, for you, if it starts getting gooey or showing signs of pink eye, I will just wear a patch.
Well, that stops the transmission.
Well, and the other problem is, like, say, people, like, flying, people don't, like, I can tell you for sure, and I'm a horrible person, but I had to get home. This was before COVID, but I was sicker than a dog, and I had to get on that airplane to get back home.
And this is what people are doing. And I don't know. See, it's just, remember last summer, it was not bad. Our numbers were not horrible last summer at all.
No, they weren't. We weren't even mandated.
No.
Were we mandated a mask yet?
No, not till July.
I was going to say it was July. Right now is the time because it changed
then,
everything.
And then we came back in September and it hit the fan. And this year, we are not that much different.
No.
So I don't know why people think it wouldn't happen again.
Yeah.
Especially with a new variant that's more deadly and more contagious. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just, it's a very weird thing
but
right now.
But I do think that people still aren't, I know for a fact I'm not. I don't go as many places as I used to go. Like, I still haven't gone to a grocery store. I still order my food. Like, I don't go to the store very often. You saw me, like, the other day, but was that for work? That was for work. I was being pressed into that.
But, you know, that's could be creating a whole problem, too, is that a lot of people are getting out of shape. A lot of people are losing their ability to converse with people.
Are you saying I'm out of shape and I can't converse, Scott?
It's sad. I don't know, but it's created a whole problem in a year and a half now. And people feel they don't need to go back to the way of doing things, and that's very weird.
I think there's a lot of things that aren't going to ever go back to how it was. I mean, truly. I think things have changed, and I think they're going to stay changed. People aren't going to... They've seen... I mean, look at all the people that are working from home, and businesses are now saying they're more productive at home, so they're working from home
And it costs businesses less.
Right.
Yeah, but a lot of people are also saying, come back, and these people are like, oh my God, I've got to go back to the office?
Well, I mean, I know and I think some people work better from home because mm-hmm. there's so many distractions at the office of people bothering them coming in. I mean, that happens.
Yeah, but this is not good for a depressed person.
Well, I didn't say that the person
They might
was
work
depressed.
Better at home, but it's not going to be good for their health.
No, well, staying home for... That's not good for everyone. I mean, but some people are more... I think if you're a depressed person, you need to make an effort to get out and get up, if that's what helps you, but I don't...
Honestly...
I think some people are more productive at home.
Honestly, I think when people... I'm not even talking just about COVID. I'm talking about sickness in general. I think people are going to get sick just going back to school.
Well, listen,
because they've had masks on and, you know, I've had employees... Like, those masks came off and... Like, the sinus infections were just, like, been crazy this summer.
I would never tell anybody to get the vaccine, but I think it's not... Why is it wrong for a private place to require the vaccine?
Private place as in what?
A school is a private place.
Okay, yeah.
But I think it's not. It's a public school, though. Like, it's a public
Well, it's open
place.
To the public, but
Correct.
You don't have to take your kid to that school. You can homeschool now. There's open enrollment now. You can go to a private school. One of the private schools will never go to a mandate.
And I think if a public school does mandate it, there will be a huge group of people that pull their kids. I really, truly do. They will homeschool them or send them to another school.
What is the vaccination franticness? Because I'm still trying to figure this out, that why there's even a question.
I think it's just the unknown. You said today, I was listening this morning, and you said that you've never heard someone say they didn't get the vaccine because it had them in FDA approved. I've heard lots of people say that.
Do they even know what that means?
Probably not. But they know, they think someone hasn't... I think they feel like it hasn't had the proper checks. I don't think they realize that it's just the fact that it hasn't had time to get approved.
But what's
the
alternative?
I don't know. I mean, but I really think that if schools start mandating it, children will be pulled out. I really do.
When, like, let's talk about, like, say, chicken pox. When did that vaccine come along?
Right.
Because I had chicken pox.
Yeah.
So I wasn't obviously... Right.
And nobody said this about the polio vaccine. They certainly didn't go, oh, man.
Right. Well, I think a lot of it's just media... driven, social anxiety, you're reading, you have so much information that's coming
but
from all
these
different...
But it's wrong stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like WebMD.
Right. Well,
I got a kink in my neck and all of a sudden you've got mm-hmm. neck cancer or something. You can't be doing this.
Well, right. Nobody's following...
Chicken pox and those things are like...
The actual, like, scientific sources that talk about the vaccine. They're going to follow the media sources, where everything's going to be skewed one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. All I know is there is a scary sign right now that 99% of the people getting infected are not vaccinated. That should tell somebody something.
Well, I mean, it means the vaccine is doing its job, first of all, which is good for those of us who have had it. But I don't know that that's going to be a wake-up call for the people that aren't vaccinated.
Well, it won't. So if we can't wake them up with $5 million, we can't wake them up with statistics... What other way is there except for a mandate?
$5 million is stupid, but...
What was the $5 million?
That's what the Vax-a-Million thing, where you gave away $1 million.
Is that done?
$1 million for 5 weeks.
It's all gone.
Honestly, I have not paid attention to
that. That was so stupid. Like, so stupid. I'm sorry. I don't agree with that.
Yes, but what I'm saying, oh, we agree on something. I know. Ooh, watch
I
out.
I think they should have, like, separated, like, right, made like, it smaller. Like
$210,000 ones or whatever that
the
is.
The man is trying to get reelected. Let's be honest.
Well,
that's not, well, I still think he should have done.
I think there's a lot of people that disagreed with that.
He's got a lot of people disagreeing with him on a lot of things
for
right
sure.
now.
For sure.
Yeah, I haven't vaccinated my kids. I know, like, my nephew, he's vaccinated, but my kids are not. If my 19-year-old wants to get vaccinated, go ahead. Right. I don't know what he wants to do.
I just don't know. You know, if a kid came home from school and they were in that position, you know, hearing these stories when Brandy came in here and told this mm-hmm. story of her father, who was at El Campesino two nights before taking pictures and feeling fine, and Terry Cole, who I knew for years, lived during the worst part of the pandemic, dead now. It's unbelievable to me that this is...
I didn't realize he passed away from
my,
COVID.
Yeah.
Terrible.
I haven't discussed it because there's two parents and there's... difference of opinion, so there's that. That's why my kids aren't vaccinated.
In your case?
Yes, in my case. That's
okay.
why. I mean,
well, that happens.
One parent's okay with it, and the other one is totally against it, so that's why.
I just am not sure what is the, you know, when did we start doubting doctors? I don't get this. That's what I really don't understand.
I have not had my children's pediatrician recommend that I get it for
Have you
children.
Asked them?
No, but he would tell me, like, he's very, I mean, I had the same conversation when it was of the time for my kids to get, like, that HPV vaccine, like, is this something when you get for your own, I mean, he'd be very honest with me about that.
Right,
so
you should ask him.
I will ask him. Obviously, it's not available for the little one, but my two older ones, like I said, Luke, if my oldest wants to get it, that's up to him. Maybe he will because of college. I don't know. But the one that I have a say over, who's 15, I don't know. We'll have to wait. I don't know. I don't know what to do. I'm kind of torn on the whole thing.
Well, all I know is people did stay apart during the thing. Mm-hmm. But now, who knows?
I think people are tired of it. I don't think they're staying. I don't know. I think if you're right, this fall, it'll be back to normal. There
honestly,
could be,
I think most people don't think about it.
Right. I agree. They're kind
that's
of over it.
Well, that's they're not thinking about it right now because they're getting a false sense. Because, we took the masks off and things aren't that bad.
Right.
Well, number one, 50% of the people close to are vaccinated. And number two, it's summer. Most people are outside. Schools are not in. There's no big sporting events going on right now.
They're still in sports, though, right now.
Yeah.
Right.
Like,
well,
they're still having practices and...
Just wait for them to fill those stadiums back up on Friday night. And mm-hmm. wait for everybody to start spending more time inside doing activities instead of outside.
Right.
No masks in the grocery stores on Thanksgiving and Christmas
yeah.
and all that.
You know, though, honestly, during all these sporting events last year, and I'm not talking about the fans and the bleachers, but, like, it wasn't spread largely amongst the kids. I mean, even, you know, during football, during wrestling, that wasn't a huge thing. So, I mean, I think that's good news that it's not, it didn't, I don't know, that it'll take out a bunch of kids this year, if you know what I mean.
But, you know, all the wheels are off. People are not taking temperatures.
Well.
People are not wearing masks. People, see, this is going to be the ultimate problem.
The wheels were off.
People had masks on.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I just...
Yeah, like the airport, I had to have a mask on as soon as you walked in. And
you still have to wear them on the planes, right?
On the plane,
yeah.
You had to have a mask on, so...
I hope it's fine. But I'm just saying, if people are very cavalier about this right now,
yeah.
And I don't know if that's a very good idea.
I agree. They are.
But even at the restaurant, a lot of people still don't, they don't really come in as much as they used to. Like in the front, they're still not doing that. Maybe because I had it close for so long, which is fine with me. Or they just don't want to be crowded. It's not very big in there, but yeah.
It's interesting that I think people think it's over.
I don't think it's over.
Right, I agree. I don't think it's over
I'm
yet.
I'm waiting to see what happens when people go back to school, definitely.
Right.
Because a lot of the kids aren't, they're the ones that aren't vaccinated.
Right, and that's going to be interesting. That'll be a story to tell, for
Who
sure.
Who do you think is going to get sick in that? I still don't know that it'll be the kids getting that sick. Maybe the unvaccinated staff, you know, perhaps, or kids taking it home to parents, maybe.
With all these variants, I don't know.
You can still get it. Even when you're vaccinated.
You can.
You can. But it won't be as bad.
Yeah.
It won't be as bad, but you can still get it, and you can still carry it.
But not
it.
Fatal.
Well, no. But you can still get it, which then you're spreading it to unvaccinated people. It's a big...
You know, who would have thought? Who the other night I was watching a show, and it was an historian talking about 1776. And it was because of July 4th, being left over from that. And this was taped back in, like, 2018, 2017. And he was talking about how people always say, well, it's simpler times. It was simpler times back then. He said there were never simpler times. Look at the pandemic of 1918. Mm-hmm. Think if something like that happened today. Now, this is a year before it happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He said there would be 1.5 million people dead today. And here we go.
Right.
Well, 600,000.
The other thing was, like, I saw, you know, they had their first, what was this, like a month ago? They had their first concert at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, yeah.
And but people had to be vaccinated. But did you have to show ID with your vaccination card? I was just wondering, like, or could you just make up your, I mean, how you can make up your own vaccination card.
Yeah, but
card.
New York seemed to get it. When I was there back in March, they seemed to get it. When I was on the street, most people did have on the street had masks on. You don't see that around here. Everybody did in the apartments. It was a question, are you vaccinated when you went in somewhere? It seemed to be protocol.
Yeah. Well, was that March?
March.
Well, that's kind of like the vaccine wasn't real. I wonder what it is like now.
I don't know. Like, what did you do for fireworks? Did you do any fun things for the 4th of July?
The fireworks were on the 3rd, right, for the county. No, I didn't. I didn't do anything fun.
Did you do anything fun?
I did nothing fun.
We had one in the hospital. We had one of our kids in the hospital. Yeah. So it was kind of an off. I had, it was my stepson. So I had the kids at home, the other ones. And we went up to Farragon Street and parked, actually kind of parked close to Stewart's at first, but then the trees were blocking it.
The trees blocked it,
so we went on down and watched them from the 3rd of July. And then the 4th of July, our neighborhood had fireworks. And so we walked in, we just set out in our driveway, but they were great. They were really good. It was nice to see fireworks on the 4th of July, too.
What did I do the 4th of July? I don't think I did anything.
They didn't pass that bill.
I didn't do anything.
No, you're not allowed to light fireworks off on these certain days.
Yeah, I just watched my neighbors shoot all the fireworks and had all the industrial fans going in my house and TVs up because my dogs were having a heart attack.
You know, that is a
bad.
Big worry from
it
a lot of
really
people,
bad.
The dogs.
That's one reason, like, I don't tend to go very far from my house those few days because I'm afraid the kids will not recognize fireworks going off. Like, my 19-year-old did not. I heard him outside one night. Like, this was probably, like, July 1st. And I knew the dogs were out. And I got up real fast because it was late at night. And I go in the kitchen. He's still eating his sandwich. And I'm like, hey, there's fireworks going off. And he's like, okay. And he continues to eat his sandwich. I'm like, no, you have to get the dogs. And so I was afraid one would break his, like, the one's tied up on a long thing, but he could break it if he really wanted to. And then, you know, I don't want them jumping. That's when they jump the fence and stuff because they're scared.
That's interesting.
So I kind of stay close to home when that happens.
Fireworks happen.
Yeah.
I do want to let people know we're going to be giving stuff away tonight on the air. 8 to
what?
10.
Oh, it's Friday.
Tune in tonight.
I keep thinking today's Thursday.
You know, and I watched this Dirty Dancing movie, and we discussed it two weeks ago.
Oh, my gosh, you watched it?
I did.
Yeah, we were talking about
all
he was going to watch it that night that I was here.
Oh,
what's
terrible.
Wrong with it?
It's horrible.
She carried a watermelon.
It's a horrible movie. And I can speak to it now. It's a horrible, hideous movie.
But you have to admit that it's not just like some dance guy like going after someone.
Oh, yes, it was.
No, it's not.
Let me tell you about this movie real quick. I'm gonna capsulize this thing. This is what the movie's about if you haven't seen it. This family goes on vacation, a doctor's family, and the girl is nice and pure.
To Kellerman's.
And they go to this place, and this woman, I don't know, she's with this guy, and she needs to have a procedure.
Penny.
Yeah. And so the girl goes and steals $250 from her father and to give it to these dancing people.
You're not seeing the big picture.
Just hold on. I'm not done yet.
You're not seeing the big picture.
So she goes to give it to the dancing people, and the girl doesn't want to take it. She's some respectable person. But the dance teacher, Mr.
Johnny.
Whatever. He says,
how closely did you watch the
movie? He says, take the money. Take the money. Take the money. So he takes the money. And then he's got no partner. He's going to be fired. So he enslaves this girl to be his dance partner.
She volunteered.
No, she didn't volunteer. They were like, oh, what are we going
to
do?
She wanted to cover for her.
No, and she said, oh, man. So then she has to spend her vacation dancing, learning how to dance.
Yeah, with a hot guy. Yeah. It sounds like a horrible vacation.
Yeah, she looked awful. It was just terrible.
For a young girl, that's horrible.
And then she's there, and then all of a sudden, a whole bunch of things go on, and then, you know, he takes advantage of her many, many times during this vacation. And that's about the movie. And then at the end, everybody dances like Footloose. I really didn't understand that. But that's Dirty Dancing for you.
Okay.
That was not what it's about, though. Like, we had told you it's a coming-of-age movie where they're making, like, adult decisions. She's graduating high school.
She wanted to go to the Peace Corps.
You found a way to make it sound like not a good movie.
That's what I watched.
You know, I think that movie's actually, it's about a girl coming of age, one.
Yeah, right.
What does that mean?
It's also about how we can
coming
be
of
so,
age.
How we can,
making adult decisions.
We can prejudge.
She got that right.
It's also about how we can prejudge people based on their background and what they're doing, as opposed to, like, thinking Robbie, who's going to be the doctor, is the good guy, and Johnny's the bad guy, when it's actually vice versa. Robbie was the bad guy, and Johnny was the good guy, and the little old people were the ones stealing all the wallets.
Right.
Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the movie from 1989.
But I don't even know what happened to them.
Don't judge people.
They went to jail because they got arrested because they were stealing everybody's money out of their purse at other hotels.
I was probably getting popcorn at that point or something. But the whole thing is just, you know, a little... You know, I like a girl who's young like that, who's got goals, who's going to go in the Peace Corps. She's all ruined. She flushed it right down the toilet.
Don't know what she did after
that.
Maybe she
did. It was just a vacation.
It was a week in her life.
She probably still went on to join the Peace Corps.
Well, so.
Johnny probably waited on her.
I would just
waited
say,
on her. Nobody waits.
I'm pretty sure there's a movie's coming out with her in it. Like, Dirty Dancing's coming back out. I'm pretty sure.
He's dead.
No, but she's going to be in it.
Oh, boy. That'll just sell tickets.
Which is weird, because she looks so different now. She shouldn't have done her nose.
She had a nose job.
Awful.
I liked it. She was in Ferris Bueller's
Day
Off.
And some Botox.
Let's talk about Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Now, that's a good movie.
Yeah, that's a good movie. But what I'm saying to you is, how are they going to make a movie without,
Johnny?
You know... Yeah, those prices in prison.
I'm just telling you what. The restaurant's falling apart right now.
Is it all going down?
Poor Michelle's
distracted. Well, the problem is... This is the problem. I think everybody... I was gone for a week, and everybody thinks that a fairy comes in and replenishes everything, but
fairy.
They don't. It's
a
me.
Fairy.
It's like, you know, your fairy godmother, but I'm the fairy godmother, mm-hmm. and they don't text me and say, we're getting low, you know. Sometimes you gotta tell me certain things. I don't use everything.
Do you want to sing the Toys R Us song before we wrap up today?
No, I already listened. Was that Adam?
Did somebody sing it? Because
it's
I know
Adam,
it. I was singing it this morning. No.
Do it.
Absolutely not.
No, do it. We need a big finale for today.
I sang the Oscar Mayer song.
Do that. I want to hear them both.
He
I want to hear them both.
Sing a song
no, come on.
Too.
Hold on. Hold on. We need to hear the Baloney song, and then we're going to hear the Toys R Us song.
I just. No.
Yes, you do. You just said you sang it today. Now go ahead.
I didn't.
Give us a little bit of it. Come on. Hurry up. Come on. We got to end this thing.
O C R M blah 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 B O G N A. There you go.
What is that?
That's the song.
No, come on. Give it
nope,
to me.
I can't. I'm not singing. Nope.
Give me some. Just a little bit.
I always
give
sing. Abby never sings.
No, she sang.
I did, yeah.
No, she's going to sing today. Get ready. Toys R Us is coming. Because we need it. We're going to vacation. Go ahead.
Did somebody already sing it? Because I missed it. If they
no,
did.
No. We're going to hear it. Okay, get ready. No, just get ready.
Did someone sing it?
She's going to sing, and she's going to be ticked if you don't, because you never sing. Now sing now, and she's going to sing.
You should sing.
I got nothing to sing.
I don't either.
Come on. We're running out of time.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter.
No, come on. Come on, sing the baloney song. Go ahead.
I can't. We're out of strawberry stuff.
Hurry up. Well, come on, then you can get your strawberry stuff.
I don't know it anymore.
You do. Come on, come on.
Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A. Isn't that it? Or is it has a way?
My
Isn't
baloney
that
has a first name.
I know.
It's O-S-E-A.
I got her to sing it.
Well, you sing with. Come on.
Hey, see you there. I
go
sing.
Ahead. Sing.
Nope.
Sing.
I'm not singing
sing.
Today.
Sing.
I can't.
Sing.
My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name. It's M. Is it M?
M-A-Y-E-R.
Because Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
Okay, Toys R Us. Hit it.
No.
Come on, we ain't got all this time.
Oh my goodness gracious. What,
are you getting booted off the air?
I'm getting booted off the air. I got places to be.
Go ahead. I want to grow up because I'm a Toys R Us kid. There's a million toys at Toys R Us that I can play with, from bikes to trains to video games. There's million toys. What is it?
I don't know.
It's the biggest toy store there is.
Oh, yeah. It's the biggest toy store there is. I don't want to grow up, because if I did, I wouldn't be a Toys R Us kid. See?
That's very good.
Uh-huh. What did you give me that for?
Well, you forgot Gee Whiz.
Was that what the LG was?
Yeah, they go. They go. You know, the part you forgot there. From bikes to planes,
from bikes to trains to video games. There's a million.
There's the biggest toy store.
There's the biggest toy store.
Gee whiz. And that's when they say gee whiz.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Gee whiz. Well, thank you. That was nice. A nice little musical interlude there today. I'll be back tonight, 8 to 10. I don't know what we're talking about, but we're giving away stuff tonight, so tune in. We thank Abby and Michelle for coming in today. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
2:10 to 3 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM in Marion, Ohio. Streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. You can also download the free TuneIn app on any mobile device and search